I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno's in for Mike. We are live at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram, guys. And you caught us in the middle of a conversation that we are going to share with both of you, or all of you, should I say.
Maybe we won't. Maybe we're just not going to tell you what we're talking about.
No, but at the end of the day, I was asking Mark, and I was just saying, for those who have missed this, and I'm going to read this for you because we were talking about it amongst ourselves. There's a lot going on, and we have a huge show. Jalen Johnson's going to join us from our Hawks. Coming up here in about 20 minutes, Hawks have Toronto tomorrow, Lakers Saturday, a tough back-to-back. We also are going to talk with Chris Henderson about the hiring of Tata Martino coming back to Atlanta United. I think Mike Conte is going to jump in on that as well. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, he is the voice of Atlanta United. And the lovely and talented Barbara Dooley joins us as she does each and every week, 4 o'clock, and Mike Griffith as well from Dog Nation. So we got a lot of stuff going on. But with that said, the rumor mill is out there. You know me. I don't start rumors. I just talk about them once they're out. And the rumor is that Brent Key's name is going to be thrown around, and he will get some interviewing opportunities with the kind of season that he has led Georgia Tech to. And so he put this out today. He was asked about his name coming up for jobs. And I want to read this to you. And this is what Mark and I were talking about before we started the show here. Did we get a hey man in there, by the way?
No, we did not.
We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. Because Mark and I were talking about this, and I said, when you do this, you better not leave. And Brent Key came out today and said, since I came back here, he's talking about Georgia Tech, since I was named the head coach here, outside of my time with my family, every waking second of my life has gone towards building this program to get to the point that it is right now. So that in turn, we can continue 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and continue to elevate this place to be in the conversation, not to be in there for 2 or 3 weeks, but to be in there and be a consistent team. He says, not when your team loses one game and you have people say, oh, the storybook is over. He says, nah, it's just beginning. Slice me open. This is the point. Slice me open and see what colors I bleed. Now, do I believe he loves Georgia Tech?
Yeah. I'm not leaving.
Do I believe that this is a job that he's turned into a much better job since he's been there? Yes. Paul Johnson was good. I think Brent Key is doing a better job. And if he's there for the amount of time that Paul Johnson's there, maybe they compete for a national championship. I don't know. But, Zeno, when you start saying this kind of stuff, cut me open, see what colors I bleed, you're telling everybody no matter what or what's on the table potentially for you money-wise, you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little bit surprised that he said that thing. The talking about elevating the program in every waking minute, this is what I want to do. I don't debate that. We know Brent Key well. Dude, he is a workaholic. He is very, very much Kirby-like in that sense. But I don't know if I'm slicing me open and see what colors I bleed when all of these premier jobs are out there. And you said it the other day. We were talking about this. It's Dukes and Bell.
We were talking about this off air, though.
Correct. Yeah. Mark Zeno's in for Mike. And we were saying, is he going to get double his salary at Georgia Tech?
Well,
because
I don't think they have the money.
Okay. Well, then
that's the problem. Like, so put it this way. If you're taking LSU, Florida, Penn State, that's a $10 million a year job. You're not taking it for less than that.
Okay.
Right? On the low end, nine and a half to 10, right? So if you're Brent Key, and it's a state school, so somebody tell me what he makes real quick. What, $3.5 million a year?
It's five. Is it five?
Four, somewhere in that range? Okay. If you're sitting there, if Georgia Tech says, we'll give you six, and you're like, really? I can get double that to go somewhere else. I mean, you know, the reality is that this becomes a math problem for Georgia Tech more than anything else. But here, $4.5 million. Thanks, Warren. So you got to get to the eight range with an extension and a bigger buyout, you know, to fire him. Like, that's what this is. And right now, Georgia Tech's got to be scrambling for boosters who got tons of money to figure out where all this dough is coming from. Like, that's just the reality of the business of college football. I'm not denigrating Georgia Tech or its alumni or its sponsor, whatever it is. That's just the reality. And football aside, we're not talking about football. We're talking about the business of college football. And those are two different things. I'll add this, though. You know, saying, cut me open and see what I bleed. Dukes, you're a UT fan.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody offered you right now $2 million a year to call Texas A&M games, are you saying no? Okay,
go,
thank
go
you.
Go Aggies.
Exactly. I mean, that's the reality of this. We all would do that.
Go Aggies.
If they offered me a job calling Mets games, there, see ya.
Right.
I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? I grew up a Yankee fan my entire life. It's the same thing. Like, the reality, that's just the reality of this situation here. It doesn't make him bleed any less gold and white at all.
Yes, but when you say that, okay, but you're saying I'm not going anywhere.
Okay,
you're
saying that
I'm
right now.
Leaving.
He's in the absence of new information. There's not an offer on the table. There's not an offer on the table in front of him.
Maybe there is.
There isn't. I can guarantee you there's not.
Maybe there's something working.
There might be behind the scenes for his agent and everything else, but the reality is that he doesn't have a piece of paper in front of him where the contract says, Brent Key, here's $12 million to go coach the LSU Tigers.
Okay.
Like that, when that happens, he doesn't stop bleeding gold and white.
No, he's a hypocrite.
No, he's not.
Because he said
no,
this.
He's not. See,
the difference with me, the difference with what you're saying about me is I've never said I wanted to go. I've never said that I wouldn't do anything. When you say these kinds of
he's
things.
He's not saying he wouldn't. That's you translating
no,
him
no,
saying
no, no.
I wouldn't do it. He's
slice
saying,
me open and see what I bleed. You're saying
that's
I'm here
never going to change.
Forever.
Hey, slice me open. I'm Italian all the way through and through. Pay me to move to Mexico. Give me a sombrero and some maracas and let's go. I mean, like, it doesn't change what he bleeds. It doesn't change who he is. It doesn't change where his loyalties
it
are.
It does when you're the head football coach.
No, come on. That's your emotions talking.
Bullhorn.
That's your emotions.
I'm telling you what's going on. When you're a football coach, you have to be aware of the idea that, you know what, something may come along a little bit better. And if I do my job here, I might need to weigh those options.
Now, again,
this is, to me, you're putting yourself
maybe,
in a box.
Maybe the underbelly of this is that he will take $5.5 million, $6 million to stay at Georgia Tech.
And then you know what? He's cheating himself.
He is, but that is his choice.
True enough.
Neither one of those offers are on the table right now, to our knowledge, right? There's no offer on the table.
But to your point, knowing where Georgia Tech has been and knowing how relevant they are, they're ranked, they still have a chance to win the ACC. You're right. They should be scrambling if they already don't have this taken care of. The deal is, a lot of times this stuff is done, and we don't hear about it until after the season's finished, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how this stuff is usually taken care of. As we talk about Georgia Tech and Brent Key saying, you know, hey, my name being out there for potential jobs, he just stands up and basically says, look, I want to be clear on where I stand. And he's talking about building a program, and he said all the right things up until that last part.
None of that changes by him accepting a different job. That doesn't make him a hypocrite. It doesn't make him a traitor. It doesn't make him anything that anybody else's emotions want it to be. What it does
if Kirby said this and left Georgia, people would lose their mind.
But again,
if he said, cut me open, see what I bleed.
The difference is, then
he took the Auburn job. I'm just throwing it out there.
Right, that's not a better job.
Well,
that's not a better job.
Quiet, Kirby. The point is, people would kill him.
Again, different scenarios. I think I don't know that that's there's.
And by the way, what is a better job than Georgia right now? What is a better job? See, Kirby has made it the premier job in college football.
I mean,
when you talk about Notre Dame, those are different.
There's only
animals.
One or two other jobs out there that rival Georgia: Alabama, Notre Dame, and maybe one other program out there.
Yes, those are. And Notre Dame is in its own class because of the history and the lineage. But the point
and the
is
endless amount of funds that are funneled
correct.
Into donors.
It doesn't matter. And I just feel like this is one of those things. I'm all for Brent Key. I hope he stays.
Listen, I hope he does too. But if he leaves, I'm not going to
hypocrite.
No. You're not gonna do that. It's not fair. It's
hypocrite.
Unfair. It's unfair.
I want to see him
right
bleed.
Now. You can see him bleed.
I want to see him.
You know what? He could cover all the wounds with $100 bills because they all look good on top of wounds.
What do you guys think about this? This is what we were talking about. See, when we started the show, this is what you dove into. You heard us talking behind the scenes. 404-726-0929.
I'm surprised again that Georgia Tech hasn't put together an offer yet to extend him.
We hadn't proven it. He hadn't proven it.
But no. As of when Rhett Lashley got his, Matt Rhule got a 2-year extension. Nebraska hasn't beaten a top 25 team. Like all these schools, Cignetti got, as soon as jobs started coming open, they're like, you know what, we better give him the money now.
Yeah.
End the conversation. Give him the money now.
But Cignetti was in the playoff last year. Brent hasn't been here.
I get it. But the point is that, you know, it's the same thing we say about all player contracts. Timing is everything. You better do this now. Before the regular season ends, or before that last kind of final college football playoff rankings come out, because if Georgia Tech ain't in it, there's going to be, you know, loose women being thrown through his bedroom window. Come get him. Like that's the level of offers that are coming.
We're live at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram, guys. Big O, I want you to play this again because it's one of my all-time favorite movies. I watch it whenever I have a chance. It's long, but I love The Wolf of Wall Street. And in the moment where everybody thinks he's walking away.
Mm-hmm. I'm not leaving.
And he walks into that room and everybody's just, he's got everybody's attention. This is what Brent Key better be saying to his players and the program.
I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving. When you say this, that's what you better be saying.
Yeah.
And I don't care what's on the table.
Difference is the Wolf of Wall Street was being federally indicted at the time, and there wasn't a better offer on the table. That's the thing, you guys.
It's a movie, Zito. Give me a break.
And by the way, too much Wolf, too much Wall Street. They could have cut that movie down by at least 40 minutes.
You know what? You sound like my partner right now. Suspension of disbelief. It's okay. It's a movie. I go in there.
I get it. But it's supposed to be based.
To be entertained.
It's supposed to be based in
okay?
fact.
You and Mike are very similar
if you last time anybody ever said that. If you ever want to make a comparison that's fair, okay, you have to look at a comparison where the offer is a step up, right? Not for The Wolf of Wall Street, not for Kirby. You know, these are offers that are steps up, major, massive steps up.
Is it, though, in this day and age of college
LSU,
football?
LSU, Penn State, yeah, yes.
When has Penn State been relevant?
Every year.
When? What have they won?
No. There's a difference between relevance and what have they won.
What
they're relevant every
they
year.
They won.
Not since Joe Paterno was around.
Then
and before
they're
bad
not
things
relevant.
Were going on.
It's not.
No,
a
that's
better
not
job.
True. That's not true.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
True. That's not true. Relevance and winning are two different things.
How?
Because again, would you like to be the Miami Marlins and win one World Series and then stink for two decades?
Well, they didn't invest.
That's being relevant. Being relevant every year is being the Ravens when you're in the postseason and making a run at a Super Bowl every year. That's relevance.
You know what? We're coming back to this, but before we do, we got to talk to Jalen Johnson. Give me more JJ. Hawks forward Jalen Johnson joins us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.